This one. Now, I think that was the last one, Joe. We'll rely on you to sort it out later. Okay, I have... Oh, look at this, Jim.
What a contact. Look,
way in contact. I got... Man, oh, man. I got about a 4-incher, Joe. It's sub-rounded. And on one half of it, we have a very dark black fine grain basalt with some, looks like some very thin lavas in it of pledge, nothing else. And in one region, there is some millimeter type vesicles along a linear pattern very close to the contact. On the other side of the contact, we have a pure, solid white, fine grain frag, which looks not unlike the white clast in the 14 rock, but it's a beautiful contact in here. And we'll call this one bag number 198.
Roger, copy 198. And Jim, you may have dropped your sample bags.
Yeah, I dropped one. He dropped one, Joe. Thank you.
I don't know what we'd do without you, Joe.
Hey, isn't that super? Get the picture. Yeah, I got the picture. Don't fall down. Okay, we'll ease over to that big rock. Looking on the way for anything else unusual. There's another clod that evidently hit. Let's sample it just to get the distribution around the circumference of the rim here. Okay. I'm going to put that bag in my pocket. Yeah, I will, so I zip it. Okay, it's in there. Okay. Okay. Got enough fingers left to get me another one?
Yeah, what would you like? The bag?
Oh, yeah, the bag. I was
wondering, would you want me to use the scoop?
I don't think we can get a scoop on this one. I think it's going to... Oh, look at this one!
Diamond.
Yeah. Oh, move out of your shadow.
No, I got a big... Is that glass or is that basalt? Look at that right there.
Let me take a picture of where it came from under that rock. So, yeah, it looks like a big piece of glass. Got some bubbles hit. Oh, look at that.
And that's a glass-coated brusher.
Yeah, but look at the glass. Okay. Shiny. 199.
Roger, Dave. Thank you.
Let me get some more of this, Jim.
Okay.
Here's the... Okay, there's another piece of the brag that it went with.
Dave and Jim, we're very pleased with your documented samples here. We think you ought to give some thought pretty shortly now to getting us a rake sample if you can find a good area, and then we're going to go for some bulk collection, just a lot of soil filling sample or collection bag 6.
Okay.
That seems a shame. We got to go over and sample that big one there.
Yeah, we'll do that. Going in.
And Dave, you're going to want to cinch up Jim's collection bag probably before you go much longer. It's coming very loose there.
Okay. Let me do it right now, Joe, so we don't forget it.
Roger, we sure don't want to lose that one.
Something pretty good in there, don't you? You turned a little right, Jimmy. I mean left, I'm sorry. It sure has come off, I don't know why. Yeah.
mid-minute, over mid-minute.
Okay, Dave, while you're working there, we're thinking that we'd prefer just a very quick sampling of the large rock, if at all, perhaps just a quick photographic documentation of that large rock, and then some rake samples.
Okay, Joe. You get just back. Wait, Jim, don't go anywhere yet.
Dave and Jim, the science input now is that we want to forget that large block entirely. We want as large a collection of smaller frags as you can get us, and you'll probably be working near the rover for those.
Understand, Joe.
And we're coming up on about 10 to 15 minutes remaining here. How's your raking going? Are you pulling up any small frags?
Great. Haven't started yet, Joe. You gotta document the area first here, Joe.
Roger, we couldn't miss that.
How about right about here, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's good. And see that rock over at your, south of you?
Roger, Dave.
I'll get that later. Let me change film mags while you rake, Jim. Okay? You better take the... I'm surprised you're running out already, though. You must have taken a lot of pictures over there. Yep.
And to either Dave or Jim, when convenient, our TV camera starting to warm up considerably. We'd like for you to clean off the camera top and the LaCrew when convenient, please.
All right, Joe. And log bag 171 for a frag off of that big boulder. I'm pretty sure it was exposed right on the surface, fairly clean, right next to the boulder. It looked like the same material.
Roger. Wouldn't be at all surprised.
And I think I'll brush off the camera for you, and I can brush off my camera before I change the film.
And Joe, this looks like a pretty good place to rake. I've raked one swath here about 2 feet long, and I've collected about 15 rocks.
At the jackpot.
What about a big pile? I'll be right over. Okay. I don't know what I want to do that, Dave. Okay, well, then I'll be right over. No. I'll just do my job. Well, I think we can fill up the bag pretty fast here. Okay, well, you take the pictures, and I'll just change my film later. Okay, I'll... Save the film change in here. Let me get you a bag. Oh, yeah. You did get a bunch. 172.
Roger.
Okay, a couple more swaths. Yeah, it's about 1 meter long and one rake width wide. Yeah, good. Bass on some. Most of them are rounded. Right size. Do another one. Oh, you're stepping on my tongs. It's all right. I'll get them. I can get them with a scoop here in a little bit. Yeah. Sure missed that yo-yo. Oh, good. It's three swaths, 1 meter long apiece. Bag in for you. Let's shoot for a full bag. What do you say? Take you just a second to go one more sweep there. Oh, my poor old tongue. Oh, I don't weigh that much up here, Dave. Break your tongs.